It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello there, friends and neighbors. You know, before I sit down to produce the show each week, I always reach into the icebox and get me a cold drink to wet my whistle, as my dad used to say, to loosen up the vocal cords so I can be in top form, vocally speaking, that is. Well, today I reached in and I saw something I put in there earlier last week, a grape soda. Hadn't had one of those in years. It was ice cold. So I poured some into a 16-ounce red Solo cup, put the cup to my lips, and moved some of that refreshing liquid over my palate. I was almost instantaneously transported in my mind to a place that I went to in southeast Missouri for 1 week every year as a child. Church camp. Did you ever go to church camp in the summer as a child? Well, they're not all the same. When I was in high school, the one we went to had horseback riding, archery, swimming, boating, and church services every evening. The one I went to as a younger child, the one in southeast Missouri, had a huge open-air tabernacle. They had a piped spigot coming out of the ground for drinking water, morning services, afternoon services, and evening services, and they had a mess hall. Oh yeah, they had one other thing, a snow cone shack that was only open for an hour or two in the afternoon. You didn't buy your snow cones with money either. You used paper tickets that were handed out daily to the children. There were people there of all ages. Some people were in their 90s, and we all enjoyed the snow cones. The grape-flavored ones were my favorite. So today, as I took a sip of grape soda, the memory came back to me of a simpler time, with people of all ages who came together for inspiration and good times. Hey, I guess this show's kind of like a church camp snow cone shack. People of all ages tuning in every week for inspiration and those good times. I am Jason Kirkman, the guy trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. No, not the beverage, but the concept about the way of life we used to live here in America when going to summer church camp was a special time of year. So sit back, enjoy yourself right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
My boots and Stella, my baby loves the way.
that was the Olympics with My Baby Loves the Western Movies. Here's Ray Charles with Ain't That Love.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I wanna sigh with you. When you cry, I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love?
It was the year before I was born, 1969, and it was probably one of the greatest novelty songs from that year. Here's Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan with that classic Tennessee Bird Walk.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds will have to walk to get around. Take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee Bird Walk. So the birds won't have to sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around. And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean. mama some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen. Baba little, so the birds won't have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And how about some common sense so they won't be blocking traffic in the spring? Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's a Tennessee bird walk. That's Tennessee bird walk.
Chirp, chirp.
That's Tennessee bird walk.
Great Scott, Batman? No! Great Falls, Montana is where this week's story comes from. Charlene Kranitz was recently arrested on a DUI charge during the Coffee with a Cop event held recently. According to the Great Falls Police Department, Kranitz entered the coffee shop to get some frozen yogurt. A police officer who was participating in the Coffee with a Cop event noticed that the woman was stumbling. When she walked past him, he said that he smelled a very strong scent of alcohol on her. The officer also followed the woman outside to the parking lot where he asked her if she had driven. She then showed the officer her keys. That's a good answer. On the way to the officer's police car, the woman also fell. The fire rescue team was called in to assist with medical treatment. She did not sustain serious injuries. In the meantime, another officer checked her vehicle, and they said that it was resting against a light pole. I wonder what that exactly means. Kranitz, 66 years old, failed the sobriety test and was then arrested and taken to the Cascade County Detention Center on a DUI charge. You're listening to the Jason Curtin Show.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Well, I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Curtin Show, and thank you to all of the stations that carry the program. You can go to my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And check out all of the websites of the stations that carry The Jason Kurtman Show by clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog. Send me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying The Jason Kurtman Show. And also, don't forget to spend some special quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. Make some memories that will last forever.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock pops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, great Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and peg in your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack prize, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's word and a dirty burden of double root beer float. Moon hub caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing close, little moron jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. What do we remember these?
That was the Statler Brothers with Do You Remember These? Abraham Lincoln once said, the best way to destroy an enemy is to make him a friend. Here's Buddy Ebsen with Dear Hearts and Gentle People.
Love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling road. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people
my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
Well, folks, I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine named Jerry Gall. Jerry is the owner of the American Senior Radio Network that provides programming such as news, information, sports information, financial, and other topics such as health programming or other services that pertain or affect senior citizens. He works with the nursing homes in his community, installing legal networks so that senior citizens can be entertained and informed. He also helps others who are blind and require special services or perhaps even special radio receivers. He also works closely with the veteran community, offering his services wherever he can. Jerry does a lot for those in need in his community. He even volunteers for his local Meals on Wheels. He is definitely a guy who's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and the Jason Kirkman Show is proud to be a part of the American Senior Radio Network. So, Jerry, thanks for all you do. Check out the American Senior Radio Network website by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the American Senior Radio Network link.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree, shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree. Stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall, ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side, and that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall, ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side, and that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
If you're looking for a place to find a grin, give reason to smile, and make a few friends, there is so much to see and do, and once you arrive, you will see it's true. Southern New Mexico is what I'm talking about. Of course, check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. That is a new website. You'll notice the change, coolcloudcroft.com, and how true it is. You know, the Jason Kirkman Show is always proud to be underwritten by today's fullerbrush.com. They've been around since 1906, providing quality products for the home and business. Since 1906, that's 110 years. That definitely says something. Ask your grandma about today's fullerbrush.com. I'm going to leave you with a great song right now. It's by Mr. Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement, they called him. It's Soul Galore. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station. Until then, let's you and I both together bring back the nickel soda pop.
Sailing over the waters, crossing the desert sand. she sees